Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Can I play a play live in the building again? It's your boy Pretty Tony, you know, every Sunday. We come through here and represent. Man, it's a beautiful day. It's a little warm out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. But nonetheless, it's a blessing to be alive. It's a blessing to be here with you. I got love for everybody, and everybody got love for me. So we're going to start off with a little something like this.
I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up, and you're slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up, and you're slipping.
welcome back to the show. Your boy Pretty Tony in the building, you know what I mean? Along with the usual suspects, my man K. Diddy Esquire and the lovely Lady Joy.
Right here.
How's everybody today?
Fine, everybody, baby. How are you?
You know,
everybody's late.
A little bit of ache and pain, but your boy going to be all right, you know what I mean? Going to try to make it through the show today. Got a little bit of pain pills in me, trying to deal with the pain, you know what I'm saying?
What's wrong,
Tony?
Lifting up heavy boxes. They tend to, you know what I mean, get
you
a
bit
of pain.
You got to quit doing it.
Hey, we got to do what we got to do to make a living. You figure dead on me?
I feel you.
Now, this week is a show by that we all can bend down. I named it, I've been down the wrong road, but now I'm trying to do right.
Mm-hmm.
We all done turned that corner. We all done been down that block.
Well. Can somebody say, well, oh, yeah.
Mm.
Yes, indeed. So that's what we're working with today for a little bit. I might lengthen the show, but right now we might make it a 60-minute run because, as y'all can hear, I'm not entirely all here. Like I said, I got these pain pills in me, but you know what I mean? We do what we got to do.
Or maybe.
We do what we got to. Now.
Don't be acting like can't nobody else drive because your feet is tired.
All righty then.
Yes, indeed. KD is in real form today. Good, because normally he's too doggone quiet. God, but I can't do you there.
But today he is on a roll. Yeah, well, a lot of times I don't feel like I have to say shit, but other times I feel like I need to speak up because
mm-hmm.
I just feel the need. I feel the need for speed.
For all our good folks out there on the internet jumping in the chat room, I see y'all jammed in. What's happening? I see you. For the folks that are going to call in, 646-929-2870, I've been down the wrong road. Now I'm trying to do right. You know what I mean?
Mm.
To live is to learn, man. To live is to learn. And that's one of the most important lessons we can take away from all this that we go through on a daily, weekly, yearly basis. A lot of times we start playing the game and we don't even know the rules to the game. And that's damn sure putting the damn cart in front of the horse. But nobody ever told us. You know, you get to hitting 16, 17 years old, you think you're grown. You know everything.
Don't know your ear hole from your asshole.
Straight up. Or what them old timers like to say, you can't even piss straight yet. But to be a human being means we're going to make mistakes. But the key to the whole puzzle is learning from these mistakes. You understand what I'm saying? I'm going to share a little bit. You know, I like sharing wisdom with y'all because, wow, wisdom and knowledge is the only way we're ever going to free ourselves from the BS, you know what I mean?
Right.
And one of my philosophical quotes for today is, bitterness imprisons life, love releases it. A lot of time, a lot of people, and I'm going to let K. Diddy run with this one because me and him have a lot of personal conversations about this. A lot of times, people want to sit on top of their little mountains and preach, not realizing they're locked up in bitterness. That's why they can't move forward. And as much as you try to shine a light and be like, you know, we got to get beyond this. You know what I mean? A brother standing here or a sister saying, yeah, I made a mistake. But, you know what I mean? You ain't going to hold it against me today, tomorrow, the week after, next year. You know, a brother or a sister is trying to do right. You got to give me some measure of credit for that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because all we can do is try to be better at the end of the day. And here's where I jump off. K. Diddy, run with it.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, like my banner, my mantra is, you know, when people holler, keep it real, you know, and they really don't break that down to its lowest common denominator, what is really keeping it real. But in the process of keeping it real, it's going to do one of two things. It's going to let you know whether you could deal with a situation and overcome it, or it's going to let you know whether you can't. And once you come to those conclusions, that really should guide your path, you know, but unfortunately, we don't keep it real, and we make the wrong turn, and we stay in a relationship that has no growth potential, nor do we really want to grow, because we, like we said, we locked into that bitterness. We ain't even trying to look at our star player, you know, that man or woman in the mirror, and check ourselves and see that, you know, the reason a lot of this shit is happening the way it's happening is not because of the party that I'm with, is because of what I'm allowing to do and what I'm doing in this situation. So, you know, I always say, let's kick it back to where it's supposed to be. You know, quit pointing fingers, quit blaming everybody, check your own shit, fix you. Because unless you fix you first, you can't fix the next person. If you're not happy with you, you can't make nobody else happy, and they really can't please you. Why? Because you're not happy either. You're insecure with your own being. So that's K. Diddy's word for today. Fix
wow.
you, let the next person fix them, and then you talk about the shit.
Well, look at you, bruh. Where you get all
that's
this
right.
knowledge and stuff from? That's not like you.
Hey, Claire, step your game up.
Game been stepped up, bruh. Okay,
shameless,
I came up with the name. Can a player play? So what? Don't even go there with me.
Shameless plug, www.worldmovement.com. You feel it,
mm-hmm. I'm just trying to give your ass a compliment, and you tripping. That was very profound, and I applaud you on that. And that's all I was doing. And you telling me to step my game up? Game been stepped up, bro.
I was doing a shameless plug, honey. Don't
okay.
take it personal. Don't get your panties in a bunch.
Okay, well, because you know how you do.
Yeah, but don't get your panties in a bunch. I'm just
panties
throwing it out there.
I don't even have it on right now, so what?
Too much information. See, for all my players and players.
Don't even go there.
Now she's trying to turn this into some more X-rated shit. Now we're just trying to get out.
Ain't nobody trying to get X-rated. I'm just stating a fact. What?
Jam 10 in the chat room. I see you. This person in the chat room said, I had a conversation with a 47-year-old teenager yesterday. I thought, when in the hell will they grow up? He is emotionally retarded.
Whoa.
Damn.
That's
those
bad.
Are the things we're talking about. That is bad.
Emotionally retarded. I have to digest that one for a while. Emotionally retarded.
Yeah, 47-year-old, and you talking teenage stuff? You know, you should be way past that by then.
Yeah,
you
should.
You
but
talking
yeah, but nobody told me maturity came with a time clock.
No, it doesn't. Everybody comes into their own at their own time. But, you know, if you come across somebody that's talking to teenage shit and they're in their 40s, 50s, 30s, move on because they ain't got it yet.
Player, step your game
up. You just
ain't, you
just don't get it yet, okay? So keep it moving.
Step your game up.
That's
damn.
Right.
Jampton, I see you in the chat room, and yeah, it sounds like that person, you know, people, you know, every Sunday we come through here, and we're not broken records, but, you know, there's a lot of hurt out there in the world. We all hurt. We all have suffered from personal disappointment or disappointment in somebody else's actions towards us. And a lot of times we have a lot of damage internally, some of it self-inflicted, while others are demons that are given to us.
Mm-hmm.
But this life, and I say this and I'll say it again, this life comes with an expiration date, and you must make up your mind what the course of your life is going to be. And sometimes you have to take a moment to sort through the things that are inside of you and the things that are around you. But You can't spend in your life making misery your fear with a friend. So, Jamkin, that person, I do feel sorry for him. You know what I mean? At 47 years old, if you're emotionally retarded, man, you've pretty much lived up over half your life. And all I can do is extend, you know, my sympathies to you, because at some point, the light got to come on. Light has got to come on.
Well,
okay.
You can go to worldmovement.com and you can download a couple books. And, I mean, you know, just give him the rest of the directions to help the light come on.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, seek help. It depends on what, you know, the books we have available right now might not be for everybody, but we don't trust me. We're covering the bases real rapidly as we go. You understand what I'm saying? Player, step your game up. It's for all those brothers out there who want to be players and don't know how to be. Playerology is for brothers to really take a look at themselves and step their game up, not only in their personal life. You know what I mean? I got a quote in Playerology that says, if you've been buying $50 double-ups for the last 10 years, you might want to change a career, homie.
Okay.
That is definitely being locked into something and ain't seeing no progress and no future. And once you take that away from somebody, it makes a pretty bleak outlook, you know what I mean?
Well, like the song says, yeah. Tony, ain't no future in your front end.
And straight up. Straight up.
So handle that.
Let me jump back here in this here chat room. See what's cracking. Jam 10 says, yeah, that is true. Everyone matures in their own time. True, too. There's a point when a person has to move on, and that's the truth. I was talking to a dear friend. Shout out to TNA. I was talking to a dear friend the other day, and I was telling her, I'm like, when you let the bitterness, the pain, and the disappointment overtake you, that means that's what's fueling you and pulling you. You have to get in front of the pain and the bitterness and disappointment so that it's on your time. When you're on its time, you will never free yourself. Another thing is, even if you've made your fair share of mistakes in this life and you're trying to correct it and there are people around you who can't let it go, you may have to let them go.
That's right.
But you ain't
going
to be
right with that,
bro. Every damn day and every damn week and every damn month reminded me of some yesteryear shit.
Ooh, somebody to upset you today?
Not at all. Not at all.
Okay.
We're trying to be motivational. We're trying to be motivational up to here today.
Prolific.
Yes. Trying to be prolific up in here today. Oh, I want to send a quick little scheduling note. You know, over the next couple of weeks, we're going to be having a lot of special guests coming on the show. We're getting the names together, working out all the details, what times. But make sure y'all tune in, man. We're going to have some real, it's a real variety of people we're going to have running through the show. You know what I mean? We're going to have from one of the founding members. You know, a lot of y'all players out there like to highlight the word chetch. But y'all don't even know where that word came from. In the next couple of weeks, we're going to bring you up to date as to where that word came from. And then, then we're also going to have, when I first heard this name, I had to do a double take to make sure that I heard it correctly. I'm going to let K. Diddy, please tell the people the name so that I don't mispronounce it.
Miss Shakita Winfrey will be joining us and talking to us about her new book called Billionaire's Bible. So definitely everybody stay tuned for that show, because I know y'all know the Winfrey name. And we're going to have some hot stuff on this show, you know what I'm saying? So make sure you join us for that one.
Can't wait. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. So definitely, we got some heat coming for y'all, so hang in here, roll with us, you know? We got the best of the news, the best of the best, coming right here on Can I Play
and
Play.
We're going to always improve every week. And we want everybody to join
in. Straight up.
And it's like I said, don't be scared, because we're not.
And on that note, we're going to jump on Twitter in a minute. But here's a song, Mr. Q Harper, over there at good old www.1.
La la la, la 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 la. You know, baby, I just need more of you. La 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 la, baby. Ooh. It's early in the morning and I'm feeling, baby, for you. Ooh, baby. Even though late last night, those things that lovers do. Ooh, yeah. But I have a request, just one request, baby, baby. Yes, I do. Baby, can I have some more? Can I have some more of you, baby? And if you meet my request, you make my day, make me sing in the same. La la la. One more request, baby, baby. Yes, I do. Can we get off work early, head on home, so I can have a little more of you? And if you meet my request, you make my day, make it sing, baby. La la la, la 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 la. Hey, baby.
That was my man, Q Harper, right there. You know what I mean? That boy moves me each and every time. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Can a player play? We back in the building, dropping a little word of wisdom on you right now. A lot of times, you know, like I said, the name of the show today is I've done wrong, and I've been down the wrong road, but now I'm trying to do right. When you've made mistakes in your past, You can't let them hold you. You can't let them curtail you because they will take away from you. Just the way you can't hold on to the disappointment and the hurts of what somebody else has done for you. You got to process it, let it flow through you so that it can go out of you.
Oh, you're so right about that, Tony, because we're human and we're going to make mistakes, you know.
Yes.
And that's what we learn from, the mistakes that we have made, so we won't do the same thing over and over again. And some people learn from it, some don't.
Some people like hickeys on their head.
Yeah, that's true, like you.
No,
Jam 10 in the chat room says yes, and it stunts emotional growth. Yes, it does.
It does,
yes,
it really does.
You know what I mean? If you hold on to old goodbyes, you will never embrace new hellos. Always remember that. Always remember that. Holding on to old goodbyes will only take away from the new hellos. Life is waiting on you. That's the message for today. When you hear us shout, step your game up, we literally mean step your game up. Life is waiting on you. You understand what I'm saying? And the only way you're going to get to that better life is to step your game up. Because if you come in with your little mediocre, subpar game, you can't get to the next level of where you need to be.
And our economic situation is a wake-up call for everybody that really ain't paying attention. Because if your game is weak, baby, your eating is going to be weak, too. It's all relative. You know, it's all relative. You know, because
right now it's
about, you know, the tough has really got to get tougher. You know what I'm saying? The jack of all trades going to have to start becoming masters because the shit is getting real thin out there. So player, and when we say player again, like Tony just said, we're not talking about no street. We're talking about in the game of life.
Exactly.
And however you want to master your position within this game of life is going to dictate everything else. Dictate your personal satisfaction, your happiness, your financial security, and all that plays into one at the end of the day.
That's true. You are so right. Oh, somebody is totally prolific today. Mama like. Because you know how we be at it. And, but you got it going on today, bro. You had your Wheaties this morning or something?
No. The vienna sausage with some potato chips, a little bit of ketchup, and a dash of hot sauce on the side.
Okay. Same. Tony, do we have any other people that want to chime in on what we're doing or people in the chat room or the tweeters? Because you know I love my tweeters.
Well, while we were in the course of the discussion, I'm working on the Twitter situation. We have quite a few people on the switchboard. We see you, but a lot of them just want to listen. But y'all know the routine. Y'all want to say something, hit the number one. You're free to jump in. And the good folks in the chat room are saying, I already read what they're saying, so now they're in the process of listening. So we just going to keep the show rolling. Because, you know, we got stuff to say.
That's right. If you don't like it, that's too damn bad.
Yes, indeed.
That's right, because we're going to say what we're going to say. And if it doesn't agree with what you agree with, you know, opinions are like assholes. Everybody got one. So if you think yours is better than most, bring it, because we ain't scared of none of y'all. What? Yeah, I said it.
Now, I'm going to share some words from a brother that I'm getting real acquainted with, Mr. Joel Osteen, and I encourage anybody going through some darkness in their life or disappointment or hurt, get it with Mr. Osteen a little bit, you know what I mean, because there's those who knock him because he tends to stick to a positive message, but I think that's a good thing because we've all been beat down mentally and emotionally, physically and financially enough right now, so we all need some upliftment to step our game up. You know what I mean? The quickest word I want to shout from Mr. Joel Osteen is he says, you may have had some poor choices that have caused you awful heartache and pain. Perhaps you feel that you've blown it all and that your life is in shambles and beyond repair. You're convinced that you may have to settle for second best for the rest of your life because of the poor decisions you made. But you must restore yourself. You must restore your faith. And if you let go of the past and you start living for today, each day will come with so much great expectancy. Ladies and gentlemen, I could not have said it better myself, even if I tried.
That's deep.
You've made some wrong choices. You've made some poor choices. And society and those around you may want to convince you that because of this, you ain't ish. You cannot start buying into this. Everybody has a destiny. You may not be destined to be a great writer or a great rapper or a great physicist, but you may have come here to be a great teacher. You may have come here to be a great mother. You may have come here to be the best damn janitor you can be. That's why I don't like talking to people about past life, because everybody who talk about past life was a king and a queen or a high priest. Ain't no way in hell we was all kings, priests, and high priests. Somebody was a blacksmith.
Somebody had to be on the lower case, because if everybody was on the higher case, what would there be? Everybody can't be up there like that.
And Jay in the chat room, I see you. Thank you for chiming in. I see you, baby. What's good? What's good? I see you. You know what I mean? We're talking about making mistakes today, and Jay, and learning from them and stepping our game up. And I just dropped some real deep philosophical stuff for my man, Mr. Joel Osteen. You got to make your best life now. Obstacles come along.
That's right,
Tony.
We
got to keep rolling.
That's where you learn from your mistakes that you have made. And if you can't learn from that, you can't move forward, because you won't know if you come up against that situation again to go through it, around it, up under it, or above it. So, and a lot of people can't see it. They keep bumping their heads and bumping their heads.
You know, and also a lot of people have a tendency to say knowledge is power. But, you know, even that's changed. You know, it's applied knowledge. You know, knowledge itself is nothing. You have to apply that knowledge to affect change.
That's
you know,
true.
No matter what the obstacle is, you know, get over it, go around it, skip it, crawl under it, whatever. But the thing is, get past it, because tomorrow's not promised to nobody. You cannot get hung up on shit that's not moving forward and being productive, no matter what it is.
And that's the bottom line. And so, you know, this message that we're putting out there today can be said over and over again on a daily basis, because we need to hear this. Because life in itself is constantly piling on the negativity. Life is constantly throwing the curveballs at you. Life is constantly testing what metal you are made of. So we need some what's called, you see, I'm going to show y'all how deep we are on this show, because y'all might just think we get them. We prolific up on here. You need what is called positive reinforcement. Yeah, y'all like that, right? Positive reinforcement of the mind. Positive reinforcement of the spirit. Positive reinforcement of the financial decisions that we make. You know, it's sort of like you have a friend that you've known for 30 years, and you lose touch with them for a while for whatever reason. They did some time, you did some time. Either way, you got married, whatever the situation. But in that time that y'all are apart, you've decided to grow. You've decided to better yourself. But then when you see this person, they're still trying to have that conversation from 5, 10 years ago, then they want to tell you you're acting funny. No. And sometimes this happens to all of us that have grown. When they first say it, it offends you because you still want to be like, what you talking about? I'm still me, fool. But no, you're not you. The you of then should not be the you of now, because you must have grown somewhere in there. And if they hadn't grown, you shouldn't feel guilty. And we do on some real ish, because this is your folks. If your boy used to sit on the sidewalk with all your girls and y'all just talk and this and that, but you've got to groan. You've had to, you know what I mean? This is one of my favorite statements. You've got to armor up, man. That's the only way you make it through this life.
You are so right about that, Tony. You know, but it's like if you've had a friend that you kind of grew up, that you grew up with and y'all were friends, like BFFs forever, but then, you know, you get older and everybody had their own life experiences and you grow apart. And some people can't let go of that growing apart and they're like, oh, you think you're better than me now because of whatever the situation may be. And it's not even about that. It's about personal growth and the experiences that you've had in your life, you know. And some people can't accept that. So it's like, you know, either accept it or get the fuck on. You know, and it's sad. But there's some people that just can't grow from what they know. Life is an experience every single day. You learn something new every day. And you need to take that in and deal with it and work with it and help you to be a better person than you were the day before. But some people can't get past that. And it's sad, but it's true.
And it's their locks. And a lot of times what happens with a lot of people is they're so busy sticking their noses in other people's affairs that they ain't dealing with their own, but then they want to be judgmental and critical of you based
exactly.
upon the demons that they're carrying. You understand
That's
what I'm saying?
So they have no life.
There you go. Jamkin, I see some people seem to get a lot more ish thrown at them than others do. Why is that? NJ, you're too stupid. And NJ, your response is maybe they are ish magnet. That is true. They're just some people who just attract negativity.
Yeah, and can't get away from it. But that's what's been dealt to you. It's like you got you some lemons, make you some lemonade. Okay. And some people can't get past that. You know, we've all, everybody's point in time in their lives have been dealt some kind of negative shit. You know what I'm saying? It's been negative, and it's something like, okay, well, I got to deal with it or let it, you know, manifest and just jack me up. So it's up to the individual. Okay, life is not a bowl of cherries every single day. Okay, and there's a lot of people that contest to that, but you got to get past that and move it, keep it moving. Otherwise, you're going to be stuck in the past. Nobody's going to want to be bothered with your monkey ass because you tripping and you're negative. You know, and the way that things are today, the economy and all that, nobody wants to deal with negativity.
Y'all know what happened to the dinosaurs.
Okay, they became extinct. And your monkey ass can become extinct, too.
Yeah, I mean, and even this whole thing, I'm going to take a little sidebar from what we're talking about right now, but even this whole thing going on down in the Gulf, none of us know what the truth is because they can't estimate how much oil is really coming out that pipeline, and it's affecting a lot of people's lives. And there's a lot of negativity being just thrown all around. We need to focus our energy on getting the problem under control, not using it for political gain, not using it for financial gain, you know what I mean? You filing a false claim while there's a real person down there who ain't made no money in like the 54 or 56 or 57 days. It's been going on, man.
But you know what, Tony? There's so many people that have been on like CNN and those different news channels and stuff like that that have come up with different solutions about what can be done. And nobody is, they've shown it. They've shown, you know, they've personally shown what can be done. You know, how all of this can be taken care of. And nobody's taking heed to none of that. It's a money thing. It's a money thing.
Definitely a money thing.
You know,
and
people are suffering, and I think that is totally jacked up. People are suffering from that, and it's jacked up. You're dealing with people's lives here. That's why we got crime now. People got to take care of their families. People got to eat. You know, and if you know that there's a solution that can handle this problem, work with it. That's like these damn doctors and stuff. They be prescribing all the stuff that you see on TV with all these new medicines that's supposed to take care of this and that. The side effects is worse than what they're trying to take care of. And that's jacked up. What's up with that shit? Can I get an amen from somebody?
Amen, amen. That was just a quick little sidebar, but that's how we do up on here. Amen
right.
to that, sister. You know what I mean? I see more people jumping in, 714, the 909s. I see you, the 213s, all my folks in the chat room. Welcome to the show. We're glad you're with us. You know what I mean? Can I play live? We come through here, and this week I've been down the wrong road, but now I'm trying to do right. And that's what we're talking about. And if I'm trying to do right, do not try to stop me from doing right, because you have an impression of me that you'd rather to see me in.
It's like,
if
give me
I
a
used
chance.
To bang and I don't want, you know what I mean? If I don't want to bang no more, stop telling me of what I used to be. If there's a young lady or a young man before, you know, Lady Joy jumps on me, let me go on and make it.
Yeah,
because
you know I'll be all up on your ass with that one there.
Yeah, if there's a young lady or a young man who used to be out in the street turning tricks, but they're turning their life around, stop constantly reminding them of that. They used to be a hoe.
Right. Right.
Give them a chance to prosper. Give them a chance to blossom. Give people a chance to change when they have earned that right. And by the way, go dig in your own damn closet while you're digging all up in mine.
Okay, clean out your closet, because I'm sure you got some stuff up in there that you can't wear no more. You heard me?
And Jay, you are definitely a fool. And Jay, you are definitely, she said, I have become an expert at dodging. I got a Muhammad Ali kind of shuffle where I stay away from ish. Yes.
I heard that. I can't believe we don't have people that's not on the line, Tony, that wants to chime in. Where's your monkey ass at?
We haven't heard from him in a while.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Did you ever go meet him in Montana?
No, because usually he has something crazy to say. Hold up.
I don't think you're asking the right question. Joy.
Yes.
What did you do with Joe?
I didn't do anything with Joe. What, he come up missing the stuff? You think I got something to do with that? All I know, he's in Montana. Montana is a big state. Okay, his monkey
Joy?
Ass come up missing. I ain't got nothing to do with it. What?
Joy.
Yes?
Where's Joe?
I don't know. But you know what? I kind of miss him. I kind of miss, you know, just jacking him up and stuff like that with the stupid shit that he says. But I had nothing to do with him not being her.
Listen, you know, Pinky Promise, all the listeners that are hearing us today would not tell on you if you tell us what you did with Joe.
He must have offended a lot of folks because ain't nobody speaking up and ain't nobody missing his monkey ass. I did ask about him. You know, I asked, okay? So wherever he's at, okay, happy with you, Joe, and hoping you're having a good time or whatever, okay? But I had nothing to do with his disappearance, so don't even go there because you don't know who's listening. And anybody come at me, you know, like, where Joe at? People knocking on my door, I'm coming to your house because I know where you live, okay?
Joe, we ain't going to show campaign. Yeah, we ain't gonna take no votes on
He'll resurface. Believe me, I'm quite sure he'll resurface because if he's hearing my voice and hearing me talk about his silly monkey ass, I'm quite sure he's gonna have something to say. And yeah, I'm calling you out, punk. What?
You know, he can't get out until you let him out.
Huh?
Huh?
He can't do what? I don't know what you're talking about. He's somewhere out there in the hills of Montana or wherever his monkey ass is from.
That's what you're supposed to say, Joy. Don't ever tell on yourself.
I don't know where he at.
Okay.
All I know is Montana. Montana's a big state. You know, he could be in Canada for all I know. I don't know. So don't ask me. Don't come knocking on my door. I don't even know Joe's last name. I don't know what he looks like. Don't want to. All I know is he's a silly ass. Okay? And, yeah, Joe, I said that because I'm calling you out. So come out from your hiding place and talk shit like you always do because I'm waiting on you. What? Mm-hmm.
All right. And on that note, we're going to take a quick musical break. Just Lady Joy up in here calling people out and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I do is stuff.
Welcome back to the show. Your boy here, Pretty Tony, along with the usual suspects, you know, K. Diddy Esquire, Lady Joy.
Mm-hmm.
We riding through on the show today. I've been down the wrong road, but now I'm trying to do right. You got to let me do right if I'm trying to do right.
That's right. If a person's trying to change,
please.
Give them that chance.
That's right. And if my actions, not my words, I can see if it's just my actions. I can see if it's just my words. But if my actions are showing you that I'm trying to change, you got to let me do that.
Actions speak louder than words, baby.
Yes, yes, yes. I done bumped my head a few times. I done did you wrong a few times. I've done wrong to myself a few times. Does that make me any less than anybody else around here? Now, I don't think so. But we got somebody trying to chime in right now. We're going to let him in. 347, what's good? Welcome to the show. Can a player play?
Hey, greetings and peace and love to everybody. Sleepy love. How are y'all
hey,
doing?
Hey, girl.
Yeah, the computers are messing up on both sides over here. So I said, let me give a call in, you know, because I was missing some of it. But anyway, when you said that, you know, folks are messing up, and that song right there, Pretty Tony, I think that what should happen is that we should really be listening to the people that, you know, are in our lives at this time and the things that they've gone through, you know, so you know what buttons to push and which ones not to, because the ones that are not to can cause you some real damage, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I really, and if you're staying in a relationship that, you know, you've done a person, that person has done wrong, have had wrong done to them, they, you better make sure that they're there, you know, not poisoning food and
putting stuff in it.
You know, but it's
casting
not easy.
Smells and stuff.
You know, relationships are never easy, you know, and we do learn, you know, as we go and as we grow, and prayerfully and hopefully, you know, we don't make the same mistake over again, even if it's not the same people that we're dealing with, you know, so let's keep it love and keep it moving and keep it growing. Yeah.
That's right.
But love in its perfect way. That's all I want to say.
Well, don't go nowhere, sweet. Stay with us. And Jay, what do you mean? Am I just saying that I'm pretty, or did some woman tell me that it is so? I'm saying it, and I've been told I'm a bad man, and Jay. I'm pretty, and I'm sexy. And for anybody out there who having a bad day, who feeling all down, you done gained a little weight, you know what I mean? You're not going to got the swagger you used to got. You got to wake up in the morning. You got to tell yourself, I'm pretty. You got to tell yourself, I'm sexy. And if people been telling you you've been dumb all your life, you got to get up and say, my name is Albert Einstein. I'm the smartest man in the world.
Woo!
Don't let nobody take nothing from you. What you talking about?
Right.
That don't fly around this camp.
That's true. If you don't love you, how somebody else going to love you?
That's true.
Say it again, sister. Say it again, sister.
I said, if you don't love you, how somebody else going to love you?
Because I love the fish out of myself. I love the, I walk by the mirror and be like, whoo, you are a handsome young man.
I heard that. I do the same thing, too.
Me three.
Okay.
Now, see,
whatever reflection
now, see,
that you
now,
come
see,
across.
Now, see, if I said that, Joy LaShawn, you would have something smart to say.
No, baby, no. I mean, everybody, you got to love yourself. Everybody got to love themselves, okay? It doesn't matter what somebody else thinks, because everybody going to have their own opinion anyway. And like I always say, opinions are like assholes. Everybody got one, okay? It depends on you, how you feel about you. And that actually, all that matters. And if they're not putting no food on your table, keeping a roof over your head, or keeping your lights on and stuff like that, screw them. It don't matter.
That's what I'm saying.
Now you're talking my language, Joy LaShawn.
Okay,
play
that
play.
Don't matter. I love me, and that's all that matters. And if you can't get with me, you the one that's missing out. Okay, can I get an amen from the choir rock?
Amen.
Can I play a play?
Can I play a play?
Now y'all preaching
from my pulpit. That's the pulpit I stand on. If you ain't doing a doggone thing for me, if you ain't got no positive contribution you're making to my life, why the hell would your opinion matter to me?
That's right. It is
can
like screw you and the moldy ass horse your monkey ass rode in on. Okay? That's what I say.
Can a player play?
Right on.
Okay, because all that matters to you is you. And if you don't love you, nobody else can do it for you. You got to come to you first. And like, okay, this is me. God made me this way. I'm accepting me. And if you don't like what you see, oh, well, you the one that's missing out. You ain't got nothing coming and a whole boatload of it, okay, because I'm going to be me. I'm going to keep it going like that. And All you can be is you. You know, and forget about pleasing Amen. Somebody else. Please you and please God. That's all that matters.
There you go.
Look, He's a creator. He made you the way that you are. Yeah, you know, some of us can stand some improvement, but that's everybody. Everybody can stand some kind of improvement, but it's up to you what you want to do with you and
make
what
sure.
somebody else got
here,
to say.
Here go the key. Here go the key to all of this. Make sure you're doing it for you.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like, ladies, if you out there trying to lose weight because your man wants you to, screw that. You
That's
lose
true.
Weight because you want to lose weight for you. You want to be healthy. You want to look good because who says that you're going to always be with that person anyway? Okay,
right.
So you do it for you.
And when
yeah,
they
that's
leave
why.
You,
I'm on a roll right now. I said it and I meant that shit, and I'm gonna keep on saying it. What?
That's my driver, Sean.
That's right.
I consider myself
beautiful. I've been told. I've had other people tell me the same thing. That's all fine and good. If I'm not satisfied with me, you know, nobody else is gonna be satisfied with me. Okay,
yeah, so you know,
I love me.
Starts,
and if you don't, and if you don't love me for the person that I am,
pounds.
That's your problem.
When
you heard me?
When your ass start weighing 450 pounds, I'm out the door, just so you know.
Okay, whatever. Whatever.
Life is for the living. Life is for the living.
Mm-hmm.
You got to live it. So somebody else's verification. Somebody else's validation, because a lot of times we bring issues from childhood because of our parents or maybe a big brother or somebody who got in our
or
head.
Or a friend or whatever.
Or
somebody just in passing.
I'm a preacher from the top of the mountain because I stand on top of this mountain. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, you see, the stuff I'm about to say, most brothers don't say, but I'm still man about me because all I can be.
Mm-hmm.
What you got is what you got. Work with it. When given
mm-hmm.
lemon, make lemonade or lemon water, whatever works.
Exactly.
You might not have a six-pack. You might not have a 12, 13-inch dick. You might not have a brilliant mind. You may not,
you
have,
might not have a 7.3 credit score. Okay?
There you go. Work with what you got and make the best of your life as best mm-hmm. as it works for you. That's what we teach on Can a Player Play. That is, matter of fact, that's what this whole playerology movement is about. Self-improvement,
mm-hmm.
self-belief, self-love, because I'm self-taught. You understand what I'm saying? So if you're sexy, mm-hmm. matter of fact, ladies in the chat room, if you're sexy, let me hear you. Where y'all at in the chat room? I see y'all up in there. And Jay, I ain't going to tell you that I'm pretty again. How many times you want me to say it?
Okay.
Up in there talking about she needs verification. I said I'm pretty. What you want from me? I say from the top of the mountain.
She's like, I done told you what.
Talking about
okay.
She needs verification.
Yeah,
she needs verification. Who she wants to tell her?
Okay. I don't think she needs it like that.
Now you're talking to me. Now you're talking. I see you on my mountain now. That's right. You better get to life and check this out. That's right, Jam Team. You sexy, too. Everybody's sexy and beautiful around this camp. Believe in yourself and love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm
that's
saying?
Because
right. if you don't love you, how am I going to love you?
That's what I said. That's exactly what I said. You got to love you first before somebody else can. Okay.
I'm gonna tell y'all something. I'm a big sexy cocoa brother, and can't nobody ever take that from me. I don't care if my pants wrinkled. You can't tell me nothing. But I don't go around trying to take that from nobody else. It's not
okay.
my place. I was not placed upon this earth to be a detractor or take away from anybody else. I came to enhance because I don't permit people around me who trying to take away from my swagger. Do you know how damn long it took me to get it?
Hmm.
Touch.
Preach it, bro.
You think I'm going to let anybody else take that from me? Now, there are times, yes, it may be slightly narcissistic, but who cares? I think everybody should be slightly narcissistic.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to get inside yourself, and you got to get in that mirror so that mirror will look back at you and tell you what's going on with you, not in a fantasy way. I'm not talking about yourself and fantasize that you look like Cindy Crawford or Tyra Banks or somebody. I'm saying see yourself for who you are and love that. If you need some improvement, say that to yourself and get to handling that.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking
that's
about
cool.
going down the wrong road. Yeah. One of the wrong roads you can go down is you don't let yourself slide off to the side over the years, but now you've seen yourself for who you are, still love yourself, and you're like, I need to go work on this.
Mm-hmm.
For me. I need
mm-hmm.
to tighten this up for me.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So when you go down the wrong road, it's not always about crime and doing time when you've been down the wrong road. You can go down the wrong road mentally. Well, you allowed yourself to believe you're stupid while you're really a smart person, but you let somebody else take that from you. How dare they? That's how I look at it. I feel insulted when you try to take something from me.
Mm-hmm.
You know how long it took me to stand up on top of this mountain, the universe and the Father up above gave me this talent to shine on the world, and I will shine like a beacon on top of the mountain.
Okay.
Try to chew that.
Preach it, bruh.
Now, what you might hear from my voice is not anger. It is passion, because I am passionate about this, where I tell people, get on top of your own damn mountain. Don't come on mine trying to piss on my mind. This mind, I ain't giving it up. Get your own mountain. Get over
hey.
There, and you, from the top of your lungs to the world, this is who I am.
Tony. It's like Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. Hey, you, get off my mountain.
There you go.
That was the Dramatics.
Yeah, that's cool. Same
that
thing.
Was the Dramatics.
Same Dramatics. People, what? Same
Dramatics.
Era. But you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying.
That's Joy. He's just messing with you.
I ain't paying no attention to his monkey ass. What? I love him.
I got the chat room jumping. That's right. Swag it up. That's what I'm saying, Andre. Asia Productions, well, you say I've earned a few battle scars in this life, and I appreciate and I love myself to be a better person for others. There you go. There you go, Asia Productions.
And for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And for yourself.
That's right.
Now, a lot of y'all need to get this out y'all head. Every day ain't Christmas, and every meal you ain't going to be delicious. Sometimes you chew a little grass before you get to the filet mignon.
Ooh.
It is not fear, but it is life. That's right, Angie. I see you. Holy crap. Let me get off Tony's mountain before I'm thrown off. You're damn right. That's how I feel. Anybody come pissing on my mountain will get thrown off. It's mine. Go get your own.
Mm-hmm. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Amen up in this piece.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
what are you talking about?
That's right. You get a few scars and you get a few bumps and you get a few bruises. You let your body heal. You let your
that's
soul
right.
heal. You let your mind heal. And that scar is a reminder, sort of like when we was little and you stuck your damn hand in the socket and it shocked the hell out of you. You
that's
knew,
right.
damn, that hurts.
That's
hurt
right.
Like
and those scars that you get, Tony, those are reminders. And those, like, I work for that bad boy. That's my shit, okay? So I work for this. Let me tell you how I got it, okay? And keep it.
There you go.
It's a reward for what you had to go through.
But anyway,
hello.
I'm going to calm myself down, and we're going to come right back. Remember, we love y'all up on this piece.
Winning.
welcome back to the show. You know, Can a Player Play? Every Sunday we come through here, and we definitely here with every little step you take. You understand what I'm saying? I see the chat room jumping off, and everybody up in there declaring their fineness and how good they are. That's what I'm talking about. Believe in yourself. Because if you don't believe in you, I can't believe in you.
That's right.
And that's just some real ish right there. You know what I mean? If you can't sell it, sell me the dream, how am I supposed to see the dream, let alone believe the dream? And that's where we come. You can't tell K. Diddy he ain't fine. You understand what I'm saying? Ain't that right, K. Diddy?
Sure can't.
Well, they could tell me that, but whether I believe it or not is something completely different.
Okay.
Because I work hard. I do.
There you go.
You working hard.
So in the chat room, I see y'all going crazy. Folks up in the chat room are and they fine. Talking about damn. They admire their fondness. Okay, let me calm down. I told y'all earlier when I was like, I stole people off my mountain. That's only if you're being disrespectful and negative. If you want some positive-ish, you are more than welcome to come to Tony's mountain. I ain't going to throw you off, but if you bring your monkey ass like Joy say up on my mountain, trying to knock me off, that's my mountain. That's what my destiny gave me. How dare you try to come over here and step on my... I'm going to tell y'all something. And I hope y'all take this to heart. If you have a home, your home is your inner sanctum, your sanctuary. You protect that fiercely and try to keep as much negativity out of your inner sanctum as you can. If you have a very fragile mind, be careful who you give access to your mind to, because people will drag you over into the darkness.
They might not even give your mind back.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. So I'm teaching y'all some real ish, man. That's what this whole playerology movement is about. This is what this whole kind of player movement is about. We come on here. I got demons. Lady Joy got demons. K. Diddy got demons. But we show up every week. Yes, excuse me.
What'd you say about my demons?
I wasn't talking to you about your demons, nor referring to them. I was just trying to let them know we ain't perfect. As much as we like
to
think that
baby.
We are.
By no
means,
baby. By no
means,
none of us.
We're just letting everybody know that we can still come up here every week and represent and relate to what you might be going through in your moment in time.
I want to go back and talk about Joy's demons, though. What demons you got, Joy?
She got
awful doggone defensive right then and there. So you
I
know,
didn't
maybe
get
we,
defensive. I just
yes,
asked,
you did.
"Baby,
yes,
look,
did.
we all got our demons or whatever you want to call them going on. Okay, some worse than others. Like yours might be worse than mine, which we already know. But
I think yours might be more exciting than mine, though."
Could be, but you not know.
Well, we asked you where Joe was earlier.
I just got mine. Everybody got theirs, okay?
I said we asked you where Joe was earlier, and you still ain't told us.
Okay. I'll give you one. One of my demons is that I just want to just drop kick your ass and just take my foot out and chains and stuff like that, tie you up, run for your ass, but gag you and all of that. That's one of mine. That's me. That's just me.
You know what? Hey, Larry Jones.
He asked me. Did he ask me or what? He asked me, right? He asked me something.
What he really asked you was, where's Joe? Where's Joe? Because he under the impression.
I don't know where Joe is. Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to Joe since the last time all of us talked to Joe. I don't know where he is.
He's
out there somewhere. Tony, for all I know, you might not even let him in the chat room or the talk. Okay.
Last time we talked to Joe, you and him were talking about tying him up. That's what K. Diddy.
No.
Exactly. She trying to play like she don't know and shit, and trying to take all the attention off of her stuff. She know what's up though. She's
not taking no attention off of anything. I don't know where Joe is. If he's missing somewhere, it has nothing to do. If he is missing somewhere, it has nothing to do with me.
We saw Sherlock Holmes too. That's what you're supposed to say.
Okay. I plead the fifth. Joe, wherever you at, you better call in and let them know that you okay. I don't have you hold. I'm not holding your silly ass hostage or none of that. Okay. You probably just got scared and just took the hell off. Okay. So wherever you at, you stay there. No, actually, we kind of miss you because that way I ain't got nobody to cuss out. I do have a few, but I like cussing you out better than most. What?
Lady Joy and Jay told me to tell you that you need to drop kick K Diddy. Damn.
Oh, I do that all the time. He likes it.
Wow.
He like it when I'm rough, so, you know, that ain't nothing new. That is nothing new because he likes it rough, okay?
See, in my old days, in my old, less prolific days, I'd be saying, can you say, ah?
Mm-hmm. Let me hear you say, ah. And it ain't even your birthday. Okay.
Okay, we're going to stop. We're going to stop because we have veered off on different avenues. We were just so prolific. But like I told y'all, we ghetto. You know, KD to try to deny it, but he just instigated. Talking about
he always instigating stuff. Okay, so you want to know what one of my demons is? Whoop, there it is, whooping your ass and calling names and with my whips and chains and my leather on and my high heel boots and stuff. Okay, and got you all tied up with the mask and the ball in your mouth and all of that. What?
Oh, wow.
Woo!
What? Well, she was awful graphic with that shit. Wasn't she, Tony?
Yes, she was.
That's because you told me that's how you like it. I didn't know you saw me like that. Yeah, I do. You know you like it rough, but don't even play. Okay? Don't play, you know.
Okay,
you know me and you. I got my little riding crop right here all warmed up for you. It's got your name on it.
Everybody in the chat room, thank you so much for joining us. We love y'all. NJ Asia Productions, Jam 10, Sweet B, who's still on the line with us. We got mad love for you. My
always.
Down there, the 909, I see you too. Oh, they're gone? All right. But anyway, we still here. We talked about going down the wrong road, but we're trying to straighten it up a little bit. That's just life. Sometimes, you know what I mean, the journey that we on get a little crooked. Sometimes things, you know, you veer off a little bit into the darkness because somebody
over to the left.
Yeah, somebody told me earlier this week that in order to appreciate joy, you must have had a little bit of sorrow. And at first I was about to cuss them out, like, who the hell wants some sorrow? But it is true.
Yeah.
It is true. You appreciate a moment of joy after you've been through something sorrowful and sad, and you're like, man, this is a good moment. Because sometimes we take the good people and the good moments in our life for granted. And it's when they're no longer around, you're like, man, I appreciate that.
Okay.
So somebody in your life is good to you. If somebody in your life is kind to you, say a kind word to them today. Let them know you appreciate them. That is a good road to go down.
Hmm.
If you don't know how to play a compliment, you can get at your boy Pretty Tony. I'm starting up sessions real soon. We're building an online campus for a lot of you brothers who never had a man around you to teach you how to talk to a woman and appreciate a woman, because women love to be appreciated. So if she cooks you a good meal, you tell her thank you. You tell her thank you for standing in that kitchen. If she rubs your feet for you, appreciate that. For the ladies out there, appreciate a good man or a good brother. A lot of y'all were never taught how to do that. So you try to run game and take him for granted. Appreciate somebody who shows you kindness and wants to give you a helping hand. Too much of the negativity has run rampant in our life, man. So positive reinforcement is what we're preaching on Can a Player Play today. Let me jump back in the chat room, see what they got going on. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, Jam 10, you out of here. I'll see you. I appreciate you. And Jay, I see you. Sweet D and Jay said to tell you hello.
Hey, girl, what's up, Guan?
Yes, Jam 10, go on, roll it down, yeah? I'm Jay. We'll see you. Yes, I. Respect Empress. Who is this? And Jay, she said, laughing out loud, you go, girl. Jam 10, she wants to learn how to do the alley shuffle. I'm going to tell you, there was a movie I used to love when I was a little boy called The Best Whorehouse in Texas. Yeah, I'm scarred. So what?
Okay.
I love that movie.
What part of that movie did you love?
I love the part. There was a politician who had a song in there who every time you asked him a question, he'd say, ooh, I like to sidestep. He would always step around things. Sometimes in your life, you got to learn how to do that. Sometimes somebody's saying something to you to get a reaction to drag you over here to where they at. Sidestep there. Sometimes somebody trying to get in your mind and trying to make you less than what you really came here to be. Sidestep. I love that song. I can't remember his name. He was a little old white man. I think he was the mayor or the sheriff or something in his little white suit. Every time you had asked him a song, he'd take his hat off and get to singing. Ooh, I like to sidestep.
Okay.
Learn how to sidestep, y'all, or do the Chicago shuffle. Whatever works for you, figure it out. On that note, yeah, Angie, I see you in the chat room. Asia Productions, thank y'all so much. Y'all come through and support us. Tell a friend. Bring a friend. We up on here doing our thing.
That's right.
Jam 10, as I run, I was trying to get in front of those thoughts that try to bind me. Absolutely. If you ain't learned nothing else, learn this from what your boy Pretty Tony tells you today. If pain, bitterness, and anger are in front of you and dragging you by the ear, to win the battle against it, you have to get in front of it and put it behind you, because then you control it. If it's fueling you, it's taking you down the wrong road. Now,
thanks.
Ms. Joy LaShawn, I know you love to throw the Facebook and stuff out there. Go on and let the good folks know where they can find Ms. Joy LaShawn.
You can find me on Facebook, Joy LaShawn, L-A, capital S-H-A-W-N. Hit me up. I'm on Saturday's Power 88 from 3 to 7, just playing the old school, new school, and all school, okay? And hit me up for those requests. I got you. I love my Facebook fam. I love my people, period. Yeah, I might get all up in yours, but that's what we do. That's what makes us prolific, and that's what makes you keep coming back.
Hey, Diddy.
Yes, sir.
Who is your prolific self? Tell the good folks where they can come find you.
WorldMovement.com. That's Lamont at WorldMovement.com. Also, MySpace. .com/WorldMovementRecords, WorldMovementRecords.name.com. Seems like I got a Facebook too, Lamont Patterson at Facebook. And also, I am Indie on Wednesdays at 2:30 right here, Blog Talk Radio. And there is all.
There we are.
Okay.
That's what
and
we do.
Where can we find you, Tony?
Man, I'm worldwide. Google me.
That's my man. That's my man. That's my man.
Okay. Tony said, Google my ass.
Tony had two. Tony's very modest. He had two books over at Amazon.com in the top 10. Two at one time.
Okay.
Absolutely. I cracked it. You know what I mean? Your boy did his thing. I did my thing on the urban scene, but, you know, come check your boy out if you want to follow me on Twitter. You know what I mean? Matter of fact, this is a shout-out to my Jamaican ancestry, Selassie Son, S-E-L-A-S-S-I-E-S-O-N. holler at your boy. If you're on Facebook, Pretty Tony LV. On Black Planet, Pretty Tone. PrettyToneLV. You know what I mean? We need to, as a matter of fact, I want to send a shout out to Black Planet because we always talk about Facebook and stuff. We all need to get a Black Planet page, support our own. You know, Facebook is cool, MySpace is cool, Twitter is cool, but support our own. If you don't have a Black Planet page, go get one. I'm over there building my page right now as we speak because that's where my people are at. And I love all my folks over there on Black Planet. Come join your boy. Once again, PrettyToneLV. That's who I am on Black Planet. On Facebook, just Pretty Tony LV. You know what I mean? And, of course, come over to the World Movement site. Click on the e-store, support your boy, buy a copy of the book. And in about the next 30 days, the online campus that I'm building will be up and running where you can interact with me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You figure, Delmi? For real.
Heard that, bro.
So come back next week. We're going to be right here doing what we do. I ain't got no sweet D. You come through every week and you show love, and we got nothing but love for you.
Got nothing but love for you, baby.
Got nothing but love for you, honey.
And NJ Jam 10 Asia Productions, everybody who jumped in the chat room and hollered at your boy. That's right, I am off the chain. Asia Productions, I see you. What you say?
Got nothing but love for you, baby.
And all of that, bro. Okay.
Okay. I see you telling me who was in that little best whorehouse from Texas. Charles Dunning on that song, Sidestep from the Movie. Good looking. I appreciate that, Asia Productions. That was his name in the movie, Charles Dunning, huh? On that note, man, come back. I'm going to miss y'all. And I hope y'all going to miss me. And I hope y'all were blessed and inspired.
All right, y'all. Settle down. If you don't know where you are, this is Statistics 101. And I'm your teacher, Life James, in the flesh, baby. Booksa, let's go.
25% of all men are unstable. 25% of all men can be faithful. 30% of them don't mean what they say.
the pain. You ready?
Yeah.
Man, let's lock it low.
Yeah.
Just brave.
Yeah.
No, turn me up.
Hey.
Hey, I think we got one.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Tell me, what do you see when you're looking at me?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh, I'm missing the beat. What I'm destined to be.
Whoa, whoa.
Look how I rap for the block. Look how I rap for the hood. I get nothing but love.